Wakulla County Administrator David Edwards says officials are thankful to the governor and the legislature for awarding them money for two projects. One is $735,000 for Shell Point Public Access Boat Facility.
A boat ramp and launch facility, which will give the public direct boat access, launch access to the Gulf of Mexico and a safe harbor area.
And their biggest project was about $1 million for St. Mark's Municipal Dock. Edwards says it's an added component of a redevelopment effort to help Wakulla County and the city's economy after many families left when the Seminole Asphalt Refinery closed.
St. Mark's Municipal Dock have a place for larger boats to moor. And help the economy of St. Mark's, and both projects should help the economy of Wakulla County as tourism is one of our biggest industries.
But it wasn't all good news. A couple of the county's priorities got vetoed, including a $525,000 project to add paddling trails for canoeing and kayaking. And Edward says he hopes to get those issues back in the budget next year.
That is very important to our economy here in the county. That's part of our green tourism, and yes, it will be in the budget for next year, as well as we were the veto pen was used to veto a dredging project.
That dredging project for the canals and channels of Shell Point, Spring Creek, and Mashes Sands totaled $1.5 million. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.